You came here full of beliefs, full of thoughts, full of ways of self-perception and behaviors that come out of that self-perception, and you're unhappy with it. It's driven you somewhere where you don't like the life that you are living.
Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on, because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited Hero?
What I wanted to talk about here today is the principle that the voices in our head, the dialogue, the monologue maybe sometimes that we have constantly running through our thinking on a day-to-day basis is actually a much more significant aspect of our daily functioning, our level of happiness, and where we're going and our achievement. Now, you already know if you joined us, my whole F shame, fuck shame motto, which is trying to get at the negative voices that happen over and over in our heads, the voices that tell you you're not good enough, that you will never achieve, all that stuff. You know, I know that's one of the biggest elements of the program and what draws a lot of people to us. And it's true and it's important, but I want to be much more specific about it even today. And that is those voices, that noise, the monologue that keeps happening, the negative self-talk that happens in our head all the time, has oftentimes been there for at least years, often decades, and we don't even understand, we don't connect to how powerful it is at determining the actual perspective and life experience that we end up having on a daily basis. For a lot of us, we really do believe that we have to go super deep and solve the problem before the negative self-talk will change. What I want to suggest here to some extent is that we can actually flip the script a little bit, and as you're working on the deeper aspects that will allow you to overcome it long-term, you can also do the work to change the talk itself. And part of it is something I've talked about many, many times before, but I want to get really specific about it here today. I've mentioned to you guys before that there are two main ways to change the thinking, the beliefs, the anchors that exist deep, deep inside your psyche. You guys might not remember what they are, so I will go over it again. The first one is the idea of deep change. Remember, I talk about a sponge, right? When you were a baby, you were like an empty sponge and you absorbed and took on everything the world taught you. Your parents, your friends, your relatives, your culture, your environment seeped into you. You didn't have to do anything. Your brain was constantly receiving the information. And as it was receiving the information, it created a worldview, a way of looking at what happens around you that is supposed to predict how the rest of your life will evolve. Hopefully, the next thing that becomes really apparent is if that is how you believe life will continue unfolding, then that is the lens through which you see the world. How to interact with other people? How do people show you that they love you? Are you worthy of love? What does love look like? And what can you expect out of life? All those things and many, many more were built in by the fluid, the water your sponge took on when you were a baby and on. There are only two ways to change that. And if you're here right now, you're unhappy with the water that's in your sponge. It's like one of the simplest ways for me to explain this is that you came here full of beliefs, full of thoughts, full of ways of self-perception and behaviors that come out of that self-perception, and you're unhappy with it. It's driven you somewhere where you don't like the life that you are living. And there are only two ways to change it, because we have to change the water. We have to replace it. One of them is what I call the squeeze. You squeeze a sponge, like imagine a bathroom sponge or a kitchen sponge. The water comes out of it and now it's ready to accept more water. You put it in the new water and it will come out. There are examples of that. Deep psychotherapy, hypnosis, biofeedback, neurofeedback. To some extent, even these sessions we do when something big drops for you and you understand it in a way that you never have before. Those are the squeezes. Squeezes are very powerful, but you can't do them all the time. It's tiring. It takes a lot of effort out of you. And if you keep trying to do it over and over and over, you burn out. And then the negative self-talk starts again about, I'm not good enough for this. I can't do it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The other way is to take a sponge that is already full of one type of water and just put it into a new surrounding, a new element of water. By a process called osmosis, the concentration of water from inside the sponge will normally seep out and the new water will gradually get absorbed until about half of the water inside the sponge got replaced by about half the water on the outside, give or take concentration and all this other stuff that is a little less important and more specific here. That's some of what we do here. Even if you don't talk to me ever in these sessions, even if you go to other groups and you don't talk much, you absorb information from the environment. This is what people partially mean by you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with, right? Why? Because those people are exchanging information, beliefs, ideas, ways of looking at the world. You're absorbing them and they are becoming more and more you. In a very real sense, your brain is changing the way it's relating to the world because of the people around you. I think if you're serious about what we're doing here, you take that manifesto, and the recommendation was you put it up on the wall and you read it to yourself every day. It's going to feel awkward as hell at first. But the thing is, the reason it's awkward is it doesn't resonate with the words you are saying to yourself in your own head right now. I'm powerful. I can do anything I put my mind to. Nothing can beat me. That is the opposite of what you came here with, but that is where we're trying to go. So if you absorb it once and put it to the side, it's not going to be able to beat out the habitual conversation that's been happening in your head for decades. But if you make it a practice, and every time when you wake up, you read the thing out loud, and every day before you go to sleep, you read the thing out loud, I promise you one thing. By the end of week one, it's not going to be awkward at all. Honestly, normally by the end of day three, it's not awkward at all. But your brain's going to keep hearing the message, and it's going to see that you're serious about this message because you keep repeating it. So it's going to say to you, well, you must really care about this message and believe in its strength enough to keep and create a habit and a ritual here. And there will come a time, I don't know how long it'll take for you, but a lot shorter than you think. There will come a time when you read that thing and it's almost memorized and you realize that your brain knows this.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ignited Heroes Recovery Podcast. I really hope you found the information here useful and that we'll see you back here next week. And look, I want to make sure that this podcast is the most useful it can be for you, so please let me know by emailing info@ignited.com if there are any specific topics or questions you'd like to have addressed. As usual, if you like this episode, I would love for you to leave us a 5-star review and rating. Thanks, and see you next week.